As the whole world is quantitative easing, Bitcoin's about to be quantitative hardening.
Keep stacking those sats. Keep stacking those sats. Keep stacking those sats. Keep stacking those sats.
In the dawn of the happening,
we prepare to see the surge hit a higher peak. We respect rarity. The urge to sell is quelled by the quiet confidence that keeps one alert in the riot, in the rage, a fully engaged throttle. But even as the rate fluctuates, huddle as the bottle keeps spinning, miners will mine, and yeah, haters will hate. It's a sign of the times for the decrease in production for the sake of inflation reduction. Kinda makes the magic happen in heaven, slashed and up goes the price. Watch a rush to cash in.
Keep stacking.
But I ain't telling y'all shit. I got my rare art moving into seller's market. It's K Beta. The things he say way iller than the average. Back with DJ J Skrilla.
Keep stacking those sats.
I lock blocks hourly, I tough it out and love it. I do it because I believe in the value of it. Not only monetarily, but also socially. It shows in the growth, both in me and those close to me. So perhaps I'm overly excited, according to those who unknowingly will write it. Like as if a little dust really makes them experts. The ebbs and flows invigorate the network. The next spurt followed by a rumble underground. The dollar and the pound start shuffling around. Without a dictator who could drain and pillage, we take measures to maintain sustainability. In order for the support to be as strong as we approach 2140 and beyond, 21 million is all go spare. We do it every 4 years. We're almost there. Come on.
Keep stacking those sats.
Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, had an idea. What if you took humans out of the financial equation entirely and created new money on a schedule that would last more than 100 years?
I think Bitcoiners in general are the type of kids in the back of the class who are like, hey, that doesn't make any fucking sense.